Hi.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. I'm Jen.
And I'm Carrie.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about being made new.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again. Last week, Jen came back. She was away all summer helping lead a Christian camp. And so we heard about her experience. And this week, we're going to keep going talking about that. Mm-hmm. But also one of the themes, well, the theme of the summer for you was being made new in Christ, right?
Yes.
So what were some of the things that you talked about under that theme
right.
with the kids?
So every day we have a different theme sort of to get across the point that we are made new. Mm-hmm. The theme verse was 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. Whoop. Don't you know Bibles make that sound? Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
What's that?
It's a 7, yo.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
See? Okay. See? 7. Yeah. And so one of the themes was that we are given a new way to see. And actually, what I would do is I know, you're like, she's moving on the set. She's moving on the set. What is she doing? She never does this before. Well, aren't you
going to be
surprised?
I don't even know what she's getting. We didn't talk about this,
because we didn't talk about this. But every day on new way to see, whoop, I'd put on these glasses.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now.
She wants to be like me.
Mini campers, those are the wee ones. They're like 5 to 7. They're like, Pastor Jen, those are 3D glasses. I'm like, very good. Funny story. Okay. Senior boys, that's ages 12 to 16, day 3 or 4. I'm wearing these because it's superheroes for supper. So I'm Clark Kent that
night. Oh, perfect.
Glasses, I have my black hoodie with Superman underneath so I can be like, and they... I'm in line with the boys, and they're like, whoa, those aren't real?
No.
And I'm like, really? Really? There's no lenses in them. They say 3D on the side. And I'm like, maybe they're just either totally out to lunch during chapel or so intent that they just didn't clue in.
That's what it was. The content was so riveting.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, 3D.
Classic.
There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
So you'd put on the specs.
So I'd put on the specs, and I'd say, you know what? Why do people wear glasses? Carrie, why do people wear glasses?
Well, because I kept squinting like this and I couldn't see very clearly and the edges were all blurry and driving was slightly dangerous.
Right. So there's something physically wrong with your eyes that cause you to need an
Correct.
Adjustment.
It's not all in my head. Well, they're in my head. You know what I mean. It's not psychosomatic.
No.
It's like...
And so I would say to them, well, what would happen if I traded glasses with someone?
Wow. This is amazing. Everything's in 3D.
And I'm like,
Hey, they look good on you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Those look hilarious. But I would be like, whoa, these
are dirty.
Well, yeah, so it's caused me, it feels really weird on my face. Like there's something there that's causing me not to see. Yeah. And I said, these do not help me something physical doesn't really help me and my eyesight. I said, if Carrie takes these off, she cannot see. And I said, so often we put things on to adjust our sight. But Jesus gives us a new way to see. He actually comes in and changes the way we look at people. Because he makes us new. So I'm just going to trade these back because they feel really weird on my face. Yes. And so one of the things that I would often do is I would take a drumstick and it had a ping pong ball on that side and I'd put it through. And so it was like having a sty in my eye. Huh? And I'd try to get close to them and they'd be like, oh, get away. I'm like, what's wrong? They're like, you're going to hurt me. I'm like, why? What's wrong? There's nothing wrong. And they're like, there's something in your eye. And the Bible talks about this concept of judging. In Matthew 7, it says, do not judge others or you will be judged. You will be judged in the same way you judge others, and the amount you give to others will be given to you. Why do you notice the little piece of dust in your friend's eyes, but you do not notice the big piece of wood in your own eye? How can you say to your friend, let me take that little piece of dust out of your eye? Look at yourself. You still have that big piece of wood in your own eye. You hypocrite. First, take the wood out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the dust out of your friend's eye. And I said, why is that important? Why is that important that you take that thing out of your eye?
So, what was her answer?
Well, one of them says, well, so you can see clearly. So you don't judge. So you don't make poor judgments. Right. I said, well, then what should be the first priority then when we actually are in relationship with people? And they said, you gotta look at yourself first. Is there something wrong on the inside that causes us to see people differently?
Because there's a physical change on the inside of my eyes that makes me not see clearly.
Yes. And so is there a spiritual issue that causes us not to see people clearly? Is there pride? Is there a way that we were raised? Like maybe we were raised actually to show unkindness to a certain group of people.
To judge one sin as worse than another, so we, yes, you know, that population we cannot,
yes,
yeah, treat them a certain way.
Yeah. So it was very interesting to have those conversations with them, to talk about the fact that how does Jesus give us a new way to see? And the Bible story that went along with it, because I believe this was the teaching aspect. So the Bible story that went along with it was we talked about the woman at the well.
Okay.
We also talked about Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus was a man, a tax collector, and nobody wanted to be around Zacchaeus. And woman at the well, she was ostracized by everyone. Yep. She had been married 5 times, was not living with man. So they both had social issues that when their disciples or the teachers of the law saw Jesus interacting with the woman at the well and Zacchaeus, they went, whoa!
What are you doing?
And Jesus simply, he said to Zacchaeus, I'm going to hang out at your house. And he says to the woman at the well, would you give me a drink of water? He invites himself into fellowship with people that we would see as unworthy.
Right.
And Jesus looks past that. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And Jesus sees past Zacchaeus and his, what, sin. Because he was sinning. He was stealing from people. He was basically working for the Roman government, so nobody liked him. And yet there he is. He runs ahead and he positions himself in a place to see Jesus. And Jesus turns him and calls him by name.
And it was the presence and love of Jesus that brought repentance in his life.
Yes.
It wasn't Jesus saying, Zacchaeus, like, I've seen you, what you're doing. Get down here. Come on, it's time to repent.
Yeah.
It was the love of Christ.
It was the love.
I'm coming.
Yes.
I've come. Salvation has come to your house today.
Yes. And Zacchaeus totally repented.
Yeah.
Like he's...
Because he had the actions in keeping with repentance. He's like, if I've stolen anything, I'm going to repay fourfold. And
yeah. So Jesus saw past the outward appearance and saw the heart. Just like the woman at the well. I mean, Jesus is... He knew all about her. And he still asked her for a cup of water. Can I have a drink of water? And she's like, if you knew who I was.
Yeah.
Or he said that. And because she's like, why are you asking? Why me? Why are you asking me? Like, because she knew that if he knew who she was, there was no way, because he was a man. He was a Jewish man. He was a teacher. And like, that was a big no-no. All three of those for him to be associating with her, a Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's Jesus saying, yeah, but if you knew who I was.
Right.
And Jesus, once again, did the exact same thing. It was his love and warmth and acceptance of her that drew her to repentance. Because doesn't she go running off and say, come and see the man who knew everything about me. Come and see him. I'm thinking, if I had her background, I would not want to be inviting people
to come and meet the person who knows everything about me.
Yeah. So what was it then about Jesus that caused...
It was just grace.
Yes.
He embodied, and in John chapter 1 says, Jesus came full of grace and
yes.
truth. And both of those were together perfectly in him because he's God.
Yeah.
That he was able to say truthfully, you've had 5 husbands and the man you're now with is not your husband.
Yeah.
And yet there was that grace there.
Yes. And you know what's cool in both stories? Never once does Jesus say, are you sorry for your sins? Are you going to repent? In either story, there's none of that.
That's true, actually.
They are immediately repentant because of his love.
Right.
Which is so cool. There is no like, okay, let's pray. Let's say we're sorry for our sins.
Yeah.
And there's a time and a place for that. I have no problem, but I just find it very interesting.
Yes.
That in both situations, when Jesus reached out in love and actually reached out in fellowship, right? It's that meal thing. There's something about meals with Jesus where people just come to him when we eat, invite people over, share the love of Jesus. But the woman at the well, the water, Zacchaeus, the meal. Jesus invited himself to them and they responded, which is like... It changes the way that we need to see people. That is not, it's not about who they are or their actions or their sins or anything like that. It really is about what does Jesus see in their heart. And the fact is, the Bible says that God created every person, man and woman. He created them in his image.
Mm-hmm.
Why? To have a relationship with them. And then in 2 Peter says, the Lord is not slow, right? Because he wants all people to be saved. He wants all people to have a relationship with him. So when he looks at people, what we would say are the Zacchaeuses or the woman at the well, we say, oh, well, that, you know, and Jesus is like, no.
That's the one I died for.
Yes.
Yeah. He gives us new eyes to see them.
Yes. Mm. Which is just a very powerful tool that we as believers have, that we are, when we are made new, when we are in Christ, the old way is gone, the new has come. That old way of seeing things can be gone. We can ask Jesus, change the way I see these people.
Right, and he does it.
And he does. Change the way I look at my husband.
Yes.
Change the way I look at my sister. Change the way that I look at my students or my friends. God, I need you to change the way I look at them so that when I look at them, I see you. I see what you want me to see, not what I see. Because the thing is, we have human eyes. Just like the passage in Matthew 7 says, we have styes, like we have these sticks in our eyes that prevent us from seeing clearly. And Jesus is like, you got to get rid of those. And they're the only way those planks, those sticks can be removed is through the power of the cross.
Right.
In saying, coming before Jesus and saying, oh Lord, I do not look at people the way that I should. Whatever it is that's inside of me that causes me, whether it's pride, insecurity, fear of rejection, fear in general, mm-hmm. whatever it is that causes me to look at this person in this way, would you please forgive me? Root it out of me. I want to be changed by your power. I want to be made new in the way I look at people. Help me.
Right.
And the cool thing is, he does.
Yep.
He does. So.
And, you know, God's love and transforming power in our life doesn't just end.
No.
We're being made new and into his image. Day after day, we're being renewed in the image of our Creator.
Yes.
And he's going to carry on the good work he started until the day of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, I have a friend of mine who, growing up, her father was not kind to her. And she became a Christian after she was an adult. And God so changed her heart towards her dad, but didn't realize it until she had to go and see him. He wasn't well. And she was just acting in obedience because she knew she needed to go see this man. And when she saw him, the love of Christ filled her.
Amen.
And she was able to, not on her own volition.
Yes.
She said, it wasn't me. But God allowed her to see him differently, to see him as one for whom Christ has died and one who needs to accept his love.
Yes.
And forgiveness.
Yes.
So that hurt. Jesus washed it away.
Yeah. He can give us, when we surrender that to him, he comes in through the power of the Holy Spirit, changes the way we see. And just like, it's not as if we know it. Sometimes it's not till we're presented with that person again that we go, whoa, I see them differently. Just so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
And maybe you're watching this or listening to this and thinking, yeah, Carrie and Jen, but you don't know my husband. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on. You don't know my friend and the hurt that she's caused. Or you don't know my wife, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it just takes asking the Lord to help you see them differently.
Amen.
Not to stay in a relationship that's causing damage to
right.
you. But God can give you a new way of seeing them.
Amen. I know he can. He has in my own life. I've watched how he's transformed relationships in my own life by changing the way that I look at people and by taking the sty or the plank out of my own eye. Because sometimes we don't even realize it's there. Mm. And then by his power, he comes and he heals us as we then can look at people differently because we are made new in Christ.
I think that happens in relationship with him, right? Like as we spend more time getting to know who we are in Christ, that he has made us new and forgiven us already of those sins.
Yeah.
Then that affords us the opportunity and gives us the ability then to see other people.
Amen.
That's good news, eh?
That's good news.
Well, let's pray.
All right.
Lord, we are so thankful for your good news. We're so thankful, God, that you made a way for us to come to you through Jesus Christ. And that you've given us new life and hope through him.
Mm-hmm.
And a new way of seeing people. And Lord, no matter what our week has been, we just give it over to you, Lord. Please forgive us for looking at people in the way that we shouldn't. Maybe judging them because of their looks or how much money they have or things they've said or their past or their lifestyle choices. But God, those are people whom you love and for whom you've died. So help us to lay our lives down for them in the sense that we will love them. Love them.
Mm.
And Jesus, your love cost you everything. So would you equip us to see people in a new way and to love them as you've called us to love, that we might represent you, Jesus, to the world. So we pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
We want to say a special thanks to our partners. So if you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click on partners, you can see a variety of people who are involved in making this show happen. One of them is Amazon.com. Another is
the logo company. You can have them design a logo.
Ooh.
Because
sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do when you're trying to, you know, brand something. You need the right logo, so check them out. Also on our website is a link to Family Christian Stores as well. So go to the website, have a look and see who's sponsoring us or in partnership with us, and check them out as well.
And have a wonderful week.
And have a wonderful week.
Cheers there, Jen.
Cheers.